nuclear power is too expensive, takes too long to set up, and innovations in the field are untested and unproven, according to a submission to the Federal Parliament's inquiry into nuclear energy. The paper by the Australia Institute argues governments around the world are moving away from nuclear energy because of its cost and complexity. The Institute's senior researcher, Tom Swan, spoke to me about this earlier.
It's really widely accepted in the literature on nuclear power that economics is the main obstacle. Nuclear reactors are very expensive compared to alternatives, and even in existing nuclear states, we're seeing nuclear power stagnate or go backwards. It's not necessary for Australia. Australia has enormous renewable energy potential, and the cost of renewable energy is all coming down very quickly. So by the time it takes to set up a nuclear industry in Australia, it's very unlikely that it'll even be necessary.
In terms of actually building one, you argue that it would require extensive government taxpayer support for it to get off the ground. Are there any companies in this country or that could fund something like this or get something like this started?
There are power companies around the world that build and operate nuclear power, none in Australia because it is prohibited at the moment, although there are companies here promoting the idea of building their reactors here, in particular so-called small modular reactors. But the economic claims around SMRs really don't stack up. So small reactors are less efficient, and you also need a lot of the same overheads in terms of safety and staffing and so on. On the flip side, the claimed benefits of SMRs in terms of factory production and standardisation and so on, these also don't really stack up. It's from our point of view, is economically speculative. None have been built anywhere. There are small reactors all over the world, but in terms of modular reactors with the claimed economic benefits, these don't exist anywhere. And even countries like Canada, there's significant interest in those countries in pushing ahead with it. They acknowledge that it's going to take enormous government subsidy, and they're planning for operating an SMR by 2030.
Another thing that you point out is that as well as the actual build time and getting the finances together for building nuclear power, there would, of course, need to be regulations in place and a good deal of debate in order to provide the groundwork for nuclear power in this country. How likely do you think that it is for all of those things to come together for us to have nuclear power operating in this country in the future?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, getting an industry to happen in Australia is not simply a matter of repealing the ban. There's a huge amount of safety and technical and economic work that needs to happen first. We don't have supply chains. We don't have the expertise. We don't have the safety and approval process. And setting that up could take, I mean, who can say, but it could take up to a decade. And then even building these things can take, on average globally, they took up to a decade. So the idea that we'd be building a nuclear power station before 2040 is really pretty implausible. Can we do it? I mean, we can do anything if we want to. We're an incredibly wealthy country, but the question is, what are we not doing as a result? That's money that can be going into health and education and renewable energy, which is, you know, far, far, far cheaper. And while we'd pin our hopes to this economically speculative technology, it's a bit of a mystery to me.
Okay, I think it's worth also talking about John Quiggin's submission to this inquiry, in which he argued that in order for this to be cost competitive, there would need to be some form of carbon price. What do you think about that particular argument that he makes?
Look, I agree completely with Professor Quiggin's argument, but it's important to emphasise he's saying that a carbon price is necessary. He's certainly not saying it's sufficient. If there was a carbon price, nuclear energy would have an advantage. It would increase the competitive nature of nuclear energy over coal, for example, but it would also increase the competitive nature of renewable energy. So if we had a carbon price, we'd actually promote the installation of solar and wind and batteries and demand management and so on, leaving even smaller market opportunity for nuclear energy. So I agree with that argument completely, but I just don't see it as creating an opportunity for nuclear power in Australia.
We should also just talk briefly as well about safety issues. So, of course, as everyone knows, nuclear power creates waste, which needs to be stored. So do we have all of the necessary expertise in place in order to ensure safety if we were to go down this path? And how much time and effort would that take to put in place?
Yeah, look, we don't have the expertise. This is acknowledged by ANSTO, the Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation, which it must be said is generally supportive of pursuing nuclear power. We don't have the extensive safety and planning frameworks in place that would be required. And we also don't have something that would be required is an insurance framework. In the US and in other countries, nuclear generators require the government limit on their liability so that if something goes wrong, there's only a certain amount that they're liable for. And studies that have looked at this show that if the plants were required to get full insurance from the private market, they just wouldn't be on the table. We wouldn't even be talking about it. It would be completely uncompetitive. So we don't have a nuclear industry in Australia, but we do already have insurers refusing to cover nuclear incidents. So even in Australia, we don't have a power industry. We do have some reactors. Already in Australia, the insurance industry won't touch it. So when we think about the dangers involved, they're really serious dangers to the community. But even if we think about it purely from an economic perspective, we see that this is just another subsidy that the industry requires to get off the ground.
That's senior researcher from the Australia Institute, Tom Swan, speaking to me earlier.